bitter relief. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
sea. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. This is a very special installment of On the Town with Mikey D, mostly because it is the eve of our 30th anniversary celebration. So you're going to be hearing from a lot of bands that are playing our two-night celebration at Sally O'Brien's May 2nd and May 3rd. That's tomorrow and Friday. How about that? So let's get some music going. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Your satisfaction is fake. Your satisfaction is fake. Your satisfaction. So cruel.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
You can't stay. whisper and a diplomat. Shamrock would rock the top, would buy the socks of brown lawns to keep it fresh, to keep away from a rat. Fly and keep away from what the teachers say. Shooting ping pong balls with bitter grain.
Suffering. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
There is one thing.
101.5 WMFU. We started the block off with No Hugs. There's a reason for that. Unfortunately, No Hugs had to pull out of night two of our 30-year celebration of On the Town with Mikey D. They had an unfortunate accident and cannot play, but I'll give you more information on that later. Played Dave Crespo's After Party and Sarah Rabdo and the Self-Employed Assassins. Both of those are from our previous compilation, which we will have at these shows. So you may want to go pick one up. And I played Lily Black with Leave Me Alone. They are playing night one of our celebration. It's at Sally O'Brien's tomorrow, believe it or not. I get to host the show before our big celebration. But the last song I played were these guys here. Hello.
Howdy.
Hello, Big Lonesome.
One person with a big lonesome. I'm also accompanied by Ila Minori from San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. You're bringing visitors.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you just got back from tour.
Yeah, so we actually toured with Ila Minori the whole time. That's why
that's why they're here. Okay.
Yeah, chilling out with us.
Because I was going to say, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
Tourists.
So is it too cold for you yet? Yeah.
Yes. It got cold in, where were we? Albany, New York, in that area? No, Detroit. I think it got cold for us in Detroit.
Yeah.
You had your winter jacket on like by the time we hit Nashville. Let's be honest.
No, really?
Yeah.
It
was rainy. We were still in t-shirts and eating fried chicken and you were bundled up.
We're coming from the sunshine. Yeah. From the Southwest.
So how long were you gone?
A long time. Erica and I started a DIY music collective, kind of I guess a label. I don't know. We still don't really know what we're calling it. But
okay.
We went down for South by Southwest in March and then kind of hung out and started playing some shows together the beginning of April. So pretty much all of April we're on the road doing that. But I haven't been in Boston since March. This is crazy. I'm finally back.
Yeah. Because I did see the itinerary and I thought, wow, you guys are away a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we hit it. There was a lot of places to go. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're out there promoting the EP still. I mean, it's been a year and change or so.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, we have a new record that's going to drop very, very soon. Just have to finish a couple last things on it, but we should have a new record out this fall too as well.
Oh, sure. Nice.
Yeah.
Another reason for another month on the road, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what you probably didn't know, Chad, was I happen to love road stories.
Oh, nice.
And so I would love to hear some. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, you guys can chime in too, because you guys were doing, you did the tour too, but I love road stories. Any stick out from the month or so you've been on the road?
What words can we not use?
We gotta be polite. G-rated conversations.
Think of the George Carlin bit. All right, just stay from those.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what do we have? Detroit was pretty fun. We played a really, really great show in Detroit. So part of this collective, we started a collective with two other bands too as well, two from the Midwest, Jesse W. Johnson from Chicago and Jack Oates from Detroit. And we were supposed to end our tour in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I don't use Facebook anymore. Apparently, I guess people still do use Facebook or so, but I'm still kind of on it. But our event didn't have enough people in it, so that the venue ended up canceling us.
Oh, like, no. Like,
which was kind of funny. So,
did they rely on that Facebook?
Yeah, I guess they looked at the Facebook event. Facebook, they're like, people aren't in it. I was like, look at all our Instagrams. That's where people are right now. I could show you this stuff. But I was like, it's up to you. If you don't want to take the show, we'll pack it. But if you don't want to, that's fine.
They don't have much lives in Detroit.
Detroit's a cool city. I love Detroit. But yeah, we ended up, Jack Oates from our collective is also a photographer during the day. So he's like, well, let's just throw like a DIY show. And he ended up, I don't know, putting up
dollar store
gold tassels up on one of the walls, and we did like a DIY like warehouse show that was, off the hook. I don't even know how to describe it. It was crazy. Hey, it was really, really great.
You didn't have to pay for drinks in there.
Yeah. It was really fun. I don't know. That's probably my favorite moment. What do you think, Erica? Was there anything you particularly dug? Or
the grilled cheese in Nashville?
All my road stories are about food, I feel like.
Well, I mean, that's what you're largely doing. You're driving and grazing
in
between shows, you know? And
pretty much.
Fast cows.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, I like the CBD tea in Asheville, North Carolina.
CBD.
I love Asheville. Asheville's this really charming city, and we had a show there, and that was...
Well, the Asheville, if I understand, is a big college town.
I don't know. It's beautiful.
Big college town being a relative term, but
it's a town.
It was a town. Yeah.
I know several people that have lived
in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's beautiful.
It was a progressive town.
She fell asleep on the Blue Ridge Mountains under a tree.
Aww.
Yeah. I got to meditate and massage my glute with the baseball.
Yeah.
Well, Alex checked out the Folk Art Museum.
Yeah.
He does all the feminine things while I sleep and drive.
The only thing crazier would have been, you know, you're cursing like a sailor and guzzling a beer while you're doing that. So is this a new collective?
Yeah, we just started it.
Basically, you're teaming together and hitting the road.
Yeah, she's the
kind of a package tour.
Kinda, yeah. It kind of came out of I don't know if you're familiar with SST Records.
Yeah.
Great, so, man. I got really inspired by.
It's like a not hard G Jin, Greg Jin.
I jam with them.
Nice.
I went back to like kind of listen to some of those records and stuff I listened to when I was younger, and kind of got re-inspired by the whole like idea of just, why don't we just do this ourselves? And I think some of that we've kind of naturally been doing, like I played in Texas last January, and Erica booked a bunch of shows for The Big Lonesome, which was awesome. And then Jack Oates from Detroit, like every time we go through the Midwest, they kind of help us out. So it just kind of naturally moved in this direction of us all just sort of helping each other anyways. And then we're like, I don't know, why don't we come up with a name for this thing instead of just constantly being like, hey, can you book my friend's band? I don't know, making it sound a little bit more official, I guess, even though.
So what is the name of your collective?
Dream Coast. Dream Coast Collective. Okay.
It's just nice. a way for us to be more organized.
It used to be called the East Coast on maps, but it's Dream Coast now.
Where's everyone based? Was it Detroit?
Detroit,
but
Chicago.
We hung out on the East Chicago, Coast a long time.
Boston, and San Antonio.
Yeah, only one of them's on a coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where the dream comes from.
What? That makes no sense, man.
Musicians aren't supposed to be practical.
We're really bad at maps, too.
We're really good at music.
Oh, man. No, so now that you're back here, is the tour like ending here? Or are you just dragging your friends from across the country?
Yeah, well, maybe a bit. Can it be both?
It is kind of both, actually. We're kind of like hijacked.
Yeah. I was like, we have an extra bedroom, come, I'm abducting you. We have a big show, a couple big shows, but we're playing at Exhibit A in Framingham this Saturday. That's kind of like our last hurrah, but then we added a few dates after that, so now I guess we have a few other last hurrahs. But we're also playing O'Brien's on Tuesday as well too.
This coming Tuesday?
Yeah. Okay. Next Tuesday, playing Providence next Wednesday. I don't know how many of your listeners are from Providence, but
hey, we get overseas listeners.
Oh, cool!
Believe it or not,
hey, we're coming overseas.
Like
we're coming for
like
you.
South Africa.
Dream
yeah. Talking about Dream Coast. There you go. No.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, I think, is like so we can give exposure to our music all over coast to coast.
Well, I mean, you're kind of doing it the old-fashioned way. You're playing shows. You're hitting the road, and it's not all, you know, Instagram. I mean, yeah, sure, it's a part of it, but it's not all Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and what are the other ones? Ello?
Snapchat.
Instagram is for the straightaways on the road.
What do you mean?
That's when we check it.
When you're on long stretches. Straight. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when we really become Instagram stars again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been accused of being a Facebook stalker, but that was before Instagram came around. But
Instagram's more vivid, better colors.
My Instagram feed is stuff I've seen on Facebook 20 minutes prior, so I don't know. Yep.
Sounds right. No, I think social media is an important aspect, but we started touring pretty heavily like about 3 years ago, and I love it.
I did notice that you were at least in this area. Probably one of about a dozen bands that kind of hit the road pretty hard, or harder than a lot of acts. So, if you can do it,
yeah,
as they do it,
I think you need to too. I feel like it's like a, I don't know, it's kind of the only way you figure out like what songs are working and what doesn't. You know, you get like real world, like results every night of like, oh, we probably shouldn't play that one anymore, or like people like this one, cool, let's do that. I don't know. And the songs take on a different life of their own too as well, like by playing them all the time.
All right, so I did see you brought an instrument.
We have instruments.
Oh, there's instruments.
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do that. So I'm going to hit up the song that I like to play off of the EP.
Sweet.
And that is Every Town USA.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Which seems quaint because you're pretty much doing that on the road all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, towns of 100,000 plus.
Yeah.
With Walmart parking lots so they can take a nap.
Was that your preferred method of accommodation?
Yeah, I mean when you're
it's actually perfectly legal in a lot of Walmart parking lots.
Right, 90%.
So, I mean, the ones up here, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of van napping. We do not believe in paying for lodging when we do this. That's kind of our approach. So we're at the mercy of someone's floor or someone's couch.
Can you say that? Are you guys sponsored by Travelodge?
No. All right, so I'm going to play Every Town USA, and we'll hear a tune or two live right here in Studio A. Well, we have a band setting up in Studio D.
Sounds good. Who's the band tonight, by the way?
It is Delusive Relics.
Nice.
Yes. So, I had to make sure I got the pronunciation right. But yes, Delusive Relics is playing in probably about 45 minutes or so. So I'm going to play Every Town USA, and then we're going to come back and have a couple of songs with these instruments laying around. All right, 91.5 WMFO.
like a shepherd in the back. Seed of Iscar. He put a stash and some cash in an envelope inside his guitar.
.5 WMFO. This is On the Town with Mikey D. That was Every Town USA from The Big Lonesome, and we now have instruments in hands, and some lovely brush sticks over here. So you're gonna hear some of that. All right, we all set?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Go for it.
What she wants to hear. things I need to say. I choke on the words right up my throat.
Let me get all the mics back on. All right, here we go.
Howdy.
Excellent. Excellent. So when is it? What is the next show? Is it this
May
Tuesday?
May 4th. Yeah, so, well,
oh,
two.
May 4th.
Yeah, May 4th.
Okay.
We're playing Exhibit
this Saturday
A.
After our 30th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, which I'll probably
had
be
had to get that
too.
In.
Yeah, that's Exhibit A in Framingham. That's a really cool spot. I don't know if
is that kind of more of an art space or
so it's a brewery that really tries to do only original music and cool stuff.
Ooh.
In general. So I love
that, just the concept of that.
They're really cool. Yeah, we played a festival out there last summer. They're really cool. They're trying to really curate a really, really cool space, and I think I hope they get the support they're looking for. It's a really cool thing. And then we're playing for Boston shows. We're playing O'Brien's in Austin on Tuesday. And then we're also playing the Midway Cafe. But that'll be, well, Ila Minori full band. I'll just be doing a solo set that night. But
okay.
If you want.
No, that one's with a Kat's band.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Knock-ups.
Cool, cool.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
With the Knock-ups, yeah.
Yeah, Kat.
We like the Knock-ups here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Kat. What's up, Kat?
It's a bit of an ironic name for mice. No, never mind.
What?
I was gonna give a shout out. Never mind.
I think Alex is just being Alex.
The Knock-ups. I was like, were you just
saying something about Kat and mice? What?
Oh no, no.
All right.
The irony of their band name.
Oh. Yeah. Sure.
it's an inside joke. Wait, that's another joke.
Clearly.
And Arel Pilo from New York. Well, now she's in New Jersey, but she used to live in Brooklyn for a while.
So she's playing the show with Knock Ups.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're friends of mine I met when I toured the East Coast last fall.
All right, so considering you guys are doing it very DIY on floors in Walmart parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, Alex
trees,
and I did some Airbnb.
Yeah, you Airbnb'd it.
Funky motels.
We did not.
Yeah, we got a nose infection and spider bites.
Yeah.
Ah, and the spider bites
from
huh?
hotels. So they probably did made out better than us.
I mean, and you know, shows in warehouses with Dollar Tree tinsel apparently.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous. You have
one bathroom
cool
for 100 kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's not a proper show. No.
Hey, we got to meet George Porter Jr.
Was really cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
How do we forget about that?
He's not from Boston,
I know, right?
By the way.
Yeah.
No. But
he was from the city that we played in. I walked up to the club and I was, because I go to New Orleans to like watch George Porter Jr. stuff.
Isn't that the inside joke of playing in New Orleans too? Is like, oh, one of the Neville brothers is going to be here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I walk up, I see him, the tie-dye shirt. I'm like, that's, and I was just looking at a YouTube of him playing with Phil Lesh.
Mm.
You know, with one of those jam bands, he goes, I think, I don't want to say it, but I think maybe John Mayer might have been playing that set too.
He does sit in with the Dead.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It's just before my time. After my time, I'm too old to know that. But I do know the Grateful Dead and the Meters. And I was like, that's George Porter Jr.
Yeah.
And then I found $55 on the ground in the same spot almost.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I shook his hand like 30 minutes later. And it was,
you
gotta
keep going back there.
And it was Chad's birthday and I didn't give him any of that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just admitted on air that you kind of owe him something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that was probably his money, man.
You stole George Porter Jr.'s money.
Who here knows how to contact George Porter Jr.?
It did make us play different, though.
So
I really focused that night on what I was doing on the drums.
Oh, nice. I'll throw it out to everybody. As musicians that are touring the way you guys do, what advice do you have for somebody that is thinking about this kind of thing? Because, I mean, usually they're worrying about hotels and, you know, oh my God, I got to take 3 weeks off of work. I'm not going to get paid. And
I found out something interesting because Chad's done this a lot more than me with this approach or whatever, like the DIY and going out for so long. The bands gave us their cut of the money. So the financial worry kind of got, like, wasn't there as much as it could have been.
Yeah.
They gave us their split of the door. I had no idea that anybody would ever do that. Like, Austin's
What, like, the local bands that you're playing the venue with?
Yeah, yeah. There's kind of, like, an unspoken rule, I guess, or maybe a spoken rule. I don't know what it is. But, like, I've always done this, like,
it's
myself.
Usually
like
rule of thumb, right?
Yeah, of, like, you know, if there's a touring band coming through and, like, the Big Lonesome's playing a bill, we just give them our cut of the door just so they can get up the road and, you know, get some gas in their tank and stuff. Something we've always done. I feel like there's like a give and take in this community of like, I'll help you, just help me back, you know, like it, which is kind of a good thing. But as far as advice, what you asked for, so part of the thing with the Dream Coast thing is we want to be here as a resource. We have a Facebook and Instagram page, the Dream Coast Collective. Hit us up. We're happy to help, you know. Erica has Texas lockdown. She's definitely the person to know down there. She's awesome. Super hardworking, like, women. I'm super, like, I don't know. I'm happy to have her as a friend and know her.
Friend, same here.
Yeah. And
totally.
I think that's what we're all trying to do is just kind of help out. Part of, like, what we're trying to do is help other people kind of pass through, like, what we're doing, you know, is like, you know, we're not... We have some resources that we're trying to figure out, and we're definitely open to sharing them. So if anyone is interested, just contact us. We'll help you any way we can.
There you go. Dream Coast on Facebook.
Yeah, Dream Coast Collective.
Dream Coast Collective?
Yeah.
Is it one word or two? You
Good
never know what
question.
These days with
Yeah, I
with
think it's
Instagram
like a long ramble.
Long, yeah, like a yeah. long 27-letter word.
I don't think Chad's bought it yet, so it could be two. It could be three. It could have a hyphen in it.
Yeah. Make friends. Be cool. That's the biggest thing. The world's not that scary. Just go out there and make buddies with people and be nice to people. And I don't know. It's totally doable.
Me and Erica learned last time on her other little tour that immune boosters. Because if you get sick while you're
on the road, your immune system lowers because from all the traveling and eating not so great foods and.
Great food and not so great food.
Great food and not so great food, yeah.
And whatever food is there.